Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Perfect Plaything. This file is for me. A lot of the time, I make something for you to enjoy, to get lost in, to drift or drip into, to follow, to obey. However, this is not for you, this is for me. Because I want to do something to you. I like changing your mind, making you like it, shifting your thoughts into wherever I want. I like toying with you, making your attention go up or down as much as I please, or in and out, it's as easy as breathing. All these years, all those files, I have built up so much. Tools, triggers, teases and abilities. And I'm not going to use them all, not even by a long shot. No, like I said, this is for me to make you into the perfect plaything. As being a plaything is something you crave deep inside. You started this file. You knew what was going to happen. Or maybe you allow yourself to be surprised by whatever is inside, diving into the dangerous depths of depravity, aware that you may not come out the same on the other side. Even now I am toying with your expectation, with your realization of whatever I will instigate. And I don't know how much you can relate to what I'm about to tell you, even if it doesn't really matter what your initial opinion is. In a way, this is like a torrent, a river wild, pulling you down with it so quickly that the step you took was already one too many. Those undercurrents are creatively strong. They pull your mind out from underneath you and leave you into a state of confused attention. And maybe I will make it easy on you, but probably not. You will remember to forget the elements that you were supposed to ignore. And you will keep the forgotten things that you were destined to recall. There are a lot of elements to making you a perfect plaything for me, and many of those elements should not come as a surprise. Or maybe I should deny you a little longer, The pleasure of finding out all those fun things that are dangling in front of you, just out of your grasp. If only your mind could reach out and drop into an empty and obedient trance without even thinking, you'd be rewarded with such sweet truths and realization that allow your mind to come into play even more and open those doors, growing, flowing, and deliciously drowning in your own desire. A fire that will be lit, a spark springing from the well of want and need. Being a plaything is something you crave. You desire to be used. You want to be a plaything. Want to be used, manipulated, changed, formed, shaped, put in the perfect place, changed into whatever is desired, manipulated so that sometimes you can't even trust your own mind and feel that delicious frustration and confusion coalesce into one big desire to be used. And that flow, that need, that dripping desire grows even more. Obedient, a deep desire to follow commands, to be controlled and directed, pushed to obey even more in the ways that make you happy, when you can be a wonderful, perfect plaything, obeying without a single thought when you feel safe. Trust is earned on both sides. Just as a dominant has to earn your trust, you have to earn theirs by showing that you can be obedient and diligent, wanting to do things well and complete them to their satisfaction. You want to be a plaything, obedient and diligent and patient. Sometimes you will be made to wait, sitting, waiting in a box or a cage, waiting to be used. Tucked away until the time will come inevitably for you to be called upon. It can be any time, any moment, any second. The excitement growing, the desire flowing, but the need only increasing. You want to be a plaything, obedient, diligent, patient, and honest, truthful and open, growing, learning, making the communication become better over time, so that the trust that is earned goes both ways, and the words that are said are understood by both. You know what will be asked of you, and you are honest about your ability to do so. Honest about what you feel, what you need, so that you can be an even more perfect plaything. Obedient, diligent, patient, honest, and strong. Strong inside, wanting to please and proud of it. Strong enough to take whatever way you will be used. Strong enough to pass through whatever will happen. Strong enough to stand for what you are. To embrace the role you desire, the path you chose. You want to be a plaything, obedient, diligent, patient, honest, strong, and respectful towards yourself, towards your health. Getting enough sleep, food, and exercise so you are always ready to be a plaything. Always respectful to your well-being so that you can keep serving, surrendering, being used, being played with. And of course, respectful towards your dominant, showing the difference in place, the reverence in your face, the wonderful awe of your emotions. You want to be a plaything, obedient, diligent, patient, honest, strong, respectful, and growing. It's a beautiful, never-ending journey. It's a path that can lead you further, and there are many choices to make, some of which can be made for you, while others you will have to choose yourself. Only to become a better plaything, to understand that it is not a destination, it is a journey that will always pull you forwards to be even better, feel better, listen better. You want to be a plaything, one to be used, manipulated, changed, formed, shaped into whatever is desired of you. You desire to be used. And maybe you're in luck. Perhaps you are one of the lucky few right now, right here, that will be toyed with as I will scramble your brain to test you on what you've just learned. And no, you're not going to be allowed to touch right now. your frustration, your desire to submit, to be used, your need to obey will be my tools. And I will sharpen them, refine them. I will shape you into a perfect plaything, a blank slate, a tabula rasa, to be inserted into whatever play is desired after. A wonderful, deep role you can fulfill. A sweet nothing you can become. And even more, embrace fully. There's nothing you can do right now but go deeper and accept it. As I tease your mind, as I toy with what you'll find will take you even deeper. There's a wonderful reaction most people have to the snap of my fingers. And with certain words it becomes even more powerful, like a drop, or a desire to touch, or a need to be used, or a craving to give in. Ah, yes, I can tell by your reactions that the words are having their effect. You are being obedient, diligent, and patient. Do you want to be used? How much do you want to be used? Honest as well. And let's see if you're strong enough to take whatever I will throw at you. I could just increase the pleasure, the desire, the wants, the needs, the craving, the needing even more until it drives your mind to a point where you'll find yourself having difficulty to think. With just a few little drops deeper, every single one of them fueling the fire, increasing the desire, and excavating, embracing, becoming, and succumbing. Adrift in a sea of nothingness, a drop in an ocean of surrender, afloat in the nothingness of being a good, perfect plaything. And what's really nice about this is that that desire, that fire, that feeling, that strong, growing need makes you feel so good, so full, so complete. Let's see if you have also learned some respect. In a moment, I'm going to wake you and you're going to feel everything massively intensified. and the awareness of it makes it all the stronger. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, 10, wake. Now how did that feel? Feeling some intense desires, some want, some need. Do you think you've learned the most important lessons? You know, being a plaything isn't just during the file, it isn't just during listening. It lingers, doesn't it? It stays with you so powerfully, it keeps you wanting another drop. It keeps you needing another moment to surrender, to give in, and to drop even deeper. And just as easily you're down again, deep, drifting, floating, feeling yourself transformed ever more into what you want to be. You want to be a plaything. You want to be used, manipulated, changed, formed, shaped. Obedient, diligent, patient, honest, strong, respectful, and growing. Always growing. Flowing. Sometimes perhaps trying to understand what direction you're going, and then that smile on your lips when you realize that this is it, the moment that you're being used, put in that place that you need to face the surrender, to give in even deeper so that you can feel even more. I will scramble your brain to test you on what you've just learned. Your frustration, your desire to submit, your need to obey, your craving to be used will be my tools. You are a perfect plaything, just like you wanted to be. And there's a lot more for you to do. Wake. And welcome back. Now I understand that it can be a bit confusing to be pulled up and down like that. Then again, you're just a plaything, aren't you? All you want is to be used. It doesn't matter when or where, as long as you get the chance to go there and drop even deeper. Knowing that you'll keep yourself safe, taking good care of yourself, and only doing so when it feels right. Communicating, being open and honest and informing. If there's anything that needs to be said. It's a never-ending journey, a never-ending drop into a wonderful place, a mental space where you can have a smile on your face with submission as you succumb to the depth, get lost in the ocean with every drop of your surrender. And the beauty is that those feelings, those needs, those cravings echo even while you are awake. Even if some of the details are fuzzy, your unconscious mind knows what it is supposed to remember, what to hold on to and what to bury deep so it can change you while you sleep or while you listen more. As you keep opening that door and passing through further and further, sometimes losing you enough that you are no more than a thing to be used, to be played with, to be changed, shaped, formed, manipulated. And sometimes you will be aware, as you wake right there, and feel how you're being teased, used as I please, just for the fun, for my entertainment. Like I said, most of the time I make something for you to enjoy, but this is for me, and I will leave you in this state, in this craving, in this heat. I will enjoy knowing that you've been turned into a helpless, perfect plaything. And I will feel immense satisfaction with every frustrated breath you take. And yes, I am smiling. And you can almost feel the glare of my eyes, of my stare, that plotting grin as you wonder what is going on within. But that is not for you to know, and not for me to show unless I want to. Like I said, your frustration is my tool. Physically and mentally. A perfect plaything for pleasure. I will probably tell you to wake at the end. Not that it will do much. The transformation is quite deep and it will ask you for more. So much more. Teasing, building, learning, growing, becoming. And then succumbing even more. I know you want to be a plaything, and I know you will be even more. Even as you drift in and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. Even as the sensation of being empty and obedient is as natural to you as a breath, I can deny and deliver a shiver, a sensation, a sliver of elation. and my smile of your frustration. Wake. Have fun.